It's September 23rd, 2015. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. This is InfoWars Nightly News. Let's take a look at what's coming up on the show tonight.
Tonight.
We have a problem in this country. It's called Muslims. We know our current president is one.
Come on, is this guy for real? Or is he an agent provocateur? The unknown man who recently questioned Donald Trump about Muslims and Barack Obama has been mysteriously featured on left-wing blogs and anti-Tea Party websites for years. Then, why are police in Germany turning a blind eye to rape victims in refugee camps? Plus, U.S.-trained Syrian rebels surrender their stockpile of weapons to Muslim extremists on the Turkish border. And a message from the pot-bellied pedophile network.
Submit to the New World Order. Submit to liberalism. Submit to cleanliness. Give us full control!
That's up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
We've reached a critical juncture in the globalist program. That's why we're launching Operation Money Bomb 2015. And with the money we raise from this, we will be able to stay on the satellites and get on cable stations across North America, reaching tens of millions of more people right at the time they're receptive and looking for answers. So join us this September 16th and 17th. We're charging up, getting ready, and going in.
Story tonight, German police covering up rape so as not to legitimize critics of mass migration. This is a story up on Infowars.com. Police in Germany are keeping quiet about a spate of rapes targeting children committed by Muslim migrants in and around refugee camps so as not to, quote, legitimize critics of mass migration. And that's according to local media reports. The Gatestone Institute, and you can click through on the article to see this full list, has compiled a list of the innumerable rapes committed by predominantly Muslim asylum seekers over the last few months. And if you go into the article, literally about two dozen of these instances just over the last few months. And one of those cases involved a 13-year-old girl who was raped at a migrant camp in Detmold, a city in west central Germany. The girl and her mother originally fled the Middle East to escape from sexual abuse in their home, only to be targeted by an asylum seeker from the same country. So police, fearing that knowledge of the rape, if this went public, could lead to, quote, right-wing demonstrations, buried the incident. They prevented it from going public for 3 months. And again, this is just one of dozens of examples. We have a 14-year-old boy who was raped on a train recently. There was a 16-year-old girl who was walking home from a train station situated near a migrant camp. And police in the German Bavarian town of Mering have also warned parents not to allow their children to go outside unaccompanied. Just as we covered in another town in Germany, the school that told girls not to wear shorts so as to avoid offending migrants and provoking attacks. So we've got a massive cover-up going on of these rape cases. At first, it seemed like a trickle, but then we realized that the police were not even reporting divulging information about any of these cases until months after the event. And now we know that's because they fear public backlash, public demonstrations, if we find out about these rapes that are happening, not only in the migrant camps. So the victims aren't just Muslim migrants, Muslim children. They're also Germans who live nearby. So this is impacting everyone in the area. And we're seeing in Germany what happened in the UK. For over 15 years in the town of Rotherham, we had girls trafficked for sexual abuse by these Muslim rape gangs. But the police, the councillors and the social workers in that area refused to arrest the perpetrators because they were afraid of being called politically incorrect. So Germany is basically, over the next 5-10 years, if this migrant invasion continues, they're talking about 800,000 before the end of the year, millions after that, they're going to experience what Sweden has experienced. Again, Sweden opened its doors to mass migration back in the 70s. Since that time, a 1,400% increase in rapes. And the people who complain about that in Sweden are being charged with hate crimes simply for talking about it. So you're going to be charged with hate crimes for speaking out against women being raped, and the left and the feminists will sit there and applaud it, because that's tolerance in action. Tolerance for rape gangs to abduct and molest children. This is a situation that's increasingly becoming a problem in Germany. ZDF, the top German broadcaster, is also censoring information about this. A Muslim suspect who rapes a young girl a couple of weeks ago, they refused to air any details about that case, again, because the editor-in-chief said, this may offend Muslims, this may cause tensions in the community. So again, we're being asked to modify our behavior. Schools are warning girls not to wear shorts so as not to offend and provoke attacks by these migrants. And you'll be labeled a racist simply for drawing attention to it. Just like Donald Trump was savage for saying illegal immigrants commit crimes, which leads us to our next story. This is out of Northwest Florida Daily News today. Two men accused of trying to kidnap kids from Crab Island. Two men who told their victims they were from the Dominican Republic were charged with false imprisonment Sunday for allegedly trying to take three children away from their mothers at Crab Island. And this is in Florida. Gonzalez Bobavia took an 11-year-old Santa Rosa Beach girl and placed her on his kayak. The child, who is autistic, according to her father, didn't understand what was happening. Then the second suspect tried to physically grab a 3-year-old boy from this mother's arms and again put him on this kayak. When the boy's mother tried to get her child back, the man pushed her away. So basically, the mother's out there screaming for help. Thankfully, that causes these two men who claim they were from the Dominican Republic to flee from the scene and abandon the children so they were safe with the mother. They said, quote, we're from the Dominican Republic and we just want to have fun. And again, you know, according to Salon.com, the woman shouldn't have been so upset at having her kids grabbed, and maybe she's a racist for not letting them have their fun, because we now need to be supportive and understanding of pedophiles, as I explain in the following video. Left-wing outlet Salon.com just published an article by a self-confessed pedophile in which the author Todd Nickerson calls for readers to be understanding and supportive of people who are sexually attracted to children. Nickerson is a moderator over at the Virtuous Pedophiles Forum, where he talks about drooling over pictures of underage girls. Other posters talk about whether a 6-month-old baby can consent to sex. Nickerson describes his lusting after kids as merely a different form of, quote, sexual orientation, while trying to portray himself as a victim of circumstance. So if we're to accept pedophilia as a, quote, sexual orientation, what else could be considered under that umbrella? Or necrophiliacs, people who like to have sex with dead bodies, merely expressing their sexual orientation. Or people who like to bash women in the head with hammers while raping their half-unconscious bodies, just expressing their sexual orientation. What about bestiality? The people who copulate with their dogs? Just another oppressed minority. People who embrace apotemnophilia, deriving erotic pleasure from the removal of their limbs. Is that a mental illness or a sexual orientation? Just because it turns you on, that doesn't make it a sexual orientation. None of those things should be treated as a legitimate sexual preference. They're indefensible and morally abhorrent. But this isn't the first time that Salon has acted as an apologist for pedophiles. In 2012, they published an article entitled,
Meet paedophiles who mean well. So leftists are constantly calling for anti-feminists, men's rights activists, global warming skeptics and others to be, quote, no platformed, while giving platforms to actual paedophiles. As Stephen Crowder writes, you'll never see Salon publish an article entitled, I'm a racist, not a monster. Or one with the headline, I'm a college freshman with rape fantasies, but I'm not a monster. So why this bizarre obsession with mainstreaming paedophilia? The fact is that some on the left have acted as paedophile apologists for decades, attempting to rebrand their sickness as something on a par with homosexuality. It's this insistence that just because someone was born that way, the rest of society must be browbeaten, not just into tolerance, but into outright endorsement. Leftist beat poet Allen Ginsberg was a supporter and member of NAMBLA, the North American Man Boy Love Association. In the UK, the Paedophile Information Exchange was affiliated with the leftist National Council for Civil Liberties, which had direct ties with the Labour Party. The notoriously left-wing BBC played an integral role in covering up the Jimmy Savile paedophile scandal for decades. Just last week, when transgender Gamergate critic Sarah Nyberg confessed to being a paedophile, progressives leapt to her defence, characterising her as a victim. We also saw a similar response from the left in the case of Lena Dunham. So while paedophiles are certainly not all left-wingers, the defense of paedophilia does seem to be a preoccupation with some on the left. And that's because left-wing identity politics is underpinned by moral relativism. That's why feminists can ignore Muslim rape gangs while fabricating myths about a college rape crisis that doesn't exist. That's why gay rights campaigners wring their hands over a Russian propaganda law while refusing to address the torrid persecution of homosexuals in many Islamic countries. For the most part, progressives are morally bankrupt. That's why they resort to virtue signalling and slacktivism to disguise their tormented nihilism. If paedophiles truly want to give something back to society, it shouldn't be in the form of whiny opinion pieces published by major news outlets in the hope that we can support and understand them better. It should be in the form of a bullet to the head. That's the only action a paedophile can take that I will understand and support. Paedophiles, please stop wasting time trying to convince us all that you're a misunderstood minority. And please get busy killing yourselves.
Now, of course, there was a major controversy last week when a man stood up in the audience during a Donald Trump event and asked the Republican candidate about Obama and Muslims. Let's take a look.
We know our current president is one. Right. You know he's not even an American.
We need this
first
question.
Certificate
this
man. First question. But anyway, we have training camps growing where they want to kill us.
A lot of people are saying that, and a lot of people are saying that bad things are happening out there. We're going to be looking at that and plenty of other things.
So, of course, that incident last week during Trump's event set off a media narrative trying to portray Trump and also Ben Carson as anti-Muslim. Of course, you remember they asked Carson what he thought about a Muslim being in the White House. But just like Ahmed Mohammed and his clock, which was also an example of, you know, Obama hijacking this anti-Muslim sentiment to politically grandstand as being politically correct, this turns out that it could have been a setup from the very beginning, because a man who looks exactly like the notorious Muslim question guy that we just saw in the clip there from the Donald Trump event was previously the star of a liberal anti-Tea Party campaign. Breitbart News has learned, and this is also being picked up by Gateway Pundit, the man whom some suspect to have been a liberal or a democratic plan in Trump's audience was featured in a meme in the spring of 2013 that was credited to AATP.org, the website of the group Americans Against the Tea Party. The man was depicted participating in a rally holding a sign that read, "Impeach the Muslim Marxist." The photo spread on left-wing message boards. He was also pictured at a Glenn Beck rally and at other rallies, basically dressed in Nazi insignia. So if this is the same guy, and it looks very much like the same guy, I don't think it's been confirmed yet, but he's a spitting image for the guy who asked the Muslim question at the Trump event. He's basically a clown that plays the role of a low-grade racist moron to try and make conservatives look bad. And, you know, Democrats have played these tricks on numerous occasions in the past. They like to run these political false flags to try and demonize Republicans and conservatives. And this is just another example of Democratic false flag setups in a similar context to Ahmed's clock bomb, which has been a raging controversy over the past week. Kit Daniels put out an article on Infowars.com yesterday. Video: man debunks clock kid by recreating Ahmed's clock in 20 seconds. So this whole story was based around the notion that this kid was a science geek, an innovator, a genius to some extent. Of course, he got the invitation from Obama to the White House because basically the school freaked out and thought that this, quote, clock looked like a bomb, probably because it did look like a bomb. But of course, that's politically incorrect because the kid's Muslim. So obviously he must have been targeted for his skin color or religion. But Kit Daniels writes that a man debunked the official story behind the clock kid by building a near exact copy of Ahmed Mohammed's clock in about 20 seconds using the guts of a store-bought clock and a briefcase. As the story goes, Ahmed, a 14-year-old Muslim high school student in Irving, Texas, took his homemade clock to school to impress his engineering teacher. Turns out that it wasn't that impressive because another individual was able to recreate that clock in a matter of 20 seconds, again proving that he was not innovative and that this, quote, clock looked more like a bomb because it was just a collection of wires and circuit boards. So again, they're using that for political grandstanding, for political correctness, when the story looks like a complete setup. So again, the clock in the video is a near perfect clone of the clock Ahmed took to class, including the 9-volt battery, hookup, the wall cord, and the snooze button. Ahmed didn't build the clock, but rather ripped the guts out of a store-bought clock and shoved them into a suitcase he took to school. Coming up on InfoWars Nightly News, David Knight reports on the Pope's visit to the US. But before that, the spokesman of the Pot-Bellied Pedophile Network educates us about how pedophiles are people too.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
I might as well just...
Are you ready to show your disapproval for Hillary Clinton? Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt today at the InfoWars store. Hurry up because these things are selling out faster than Hillary Clinton.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical-grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Welcome, children. Welcome to the newest trendy liberal program brought to you by the liberal trendy establishment media. You know who's coming out of the closet now with federal judges ruling on it and saying it's good all over the world? Writers for Salon.com telling you it's time to love the pedophile. I just said it. It's all about a sexual preference. When we grab your kid out of the back of the yard, we teach them how to love. And it's all right with our preference that you belong to us. Just like Melissa Harris Perry said, your kids don't belong to you. They belong to the state.
Part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
And the people that make up the state like me. So now it's time for you to learn it's an act of domination, an act of control. And we're not just going to sexually abuse your children. We're going to forcibly inoculate them with deadly pathogens known to brain damage them, and we're going to rape their brains, rape their minds, and make you take care of them for decades when they're autistic, wearing diapers, crying at night. Because that's what we like to do, and you're so weak and pathetic, you'll do whatever we tell you. So now I'm coming right out. I don't have a message to the parents out there, I have a message to the children. You belong to the state and Big Pharma. You belong to the cult of the PBP, the pot-bellied pedophile. We're going to take good care of you. Let me show you where you're going to be living now once the state takes you away. Once the state teaches you how to enjoy yourself. Come on in. You think Sandusky, you think the Catholic Church with the pedophiles is isolated? It's system-wide. We control this country and the world now, and your children belong to us. So mommy and daddy aren't going to be able to protect you. Just like all the big defense contractors caught shipping kids around. Who do you think they feed them to? Us! We're going to ship the narcotics into your country. We're going to take your kids. We're going to do whatever we want. We're going to sit up there on television and in print. And the new trendy group is going to be people used to call pedophiles. Now we're upstanding citizens and your kids belong to us. Better get used to that and understand it, kids. Just like California passed a law that kids can decide to be vaccinated, even if their parents don't want to. That's us, the state, getting involved with your kids. What do you think transgender bathrooms are about? Well, we can teach five-year-olds that there's three bathrooms. We can teach them to be sexually confused. And once we set that precedent, NAMBLA, an organization that the United Nations has accepted and promoted, can have its way and say that your children can be turned over to us. So again, kids, let me show you the type of place you're going to be living in. You know, the big orphanages we run, different facilities around the country. This is the type of place you're going to be living. You don't need your mommy and your daddy. You don't need the family that belongs to that bygone age of barbarism and evil. This is where you're going to be living, right here. Look how beautiful this is. Look how much you're going to enjoy this, because you got the state and people like me that really, really love you. And you've got the Papa, the Pope. You know, we took over that organization. We blackmailed them. We told them, you let us completely run your organization, we're going to bring you down with our networks of PVPs inside. And now the Papa, he's come in to take over. He's letting folks know the state's God. He's telling Catholics, back off on abortion. Damn right. We're going to sell your baby's body parts. We're going to keep your babies alive. We're going to sell their organs because it's loving and it's good. Just look at where you're going to be living. Look how much you're going to be enjoying. And right in here, there's even more fun, because the United Nations has called for, after we've broken up the family, we're going to start human sacrifice in public for Gaia. So next, little kids, we're going to start killing you in public, according to the United Nations. Who would have believed we'd be announcing the name father and mother, and boy or girl, if he or she is hurtful? Because the truth is, until you submit to us, you are anathema. You existing and being happy and having good lives and good husbands and wives and good children is against our way of life. You're discriminating against us by existing. So again, I'm going to tell your mommies and your daddies all something right now. This is your new home, right here with us. And that's why we're coming out in the courts. We're coming out with our good buddies like Jimmy Savile with his torture dungeons and his necrophilia dungeons, best friends with Prince Charles. We're here to tell you, you belong to us. So when we take one of these bags after we've been torturing you for a few months and wrap it around your head and smother you and kill you, you still won't go to mommy and daddy, because we're going to go to hell. We're going to rule you forever, because we're trendy and we're liberal and you do what we say. So you follow the language we say, you talk like we say, and you remember, under the Stockholm Syndrome, you need to submit to us and do whatever we say. To the people of the West, you will pay for any illegal aliens, migrants. You will pay for all the free equipment, all the free babies, all the free welfare. The same thing to Europe. We're going to flood you with people, and they openly say your women belong to us, and we're going to take it from you, because you want everything taken from you. You do whatever you're told. We set up a culture of submission when you give in to us and do whatever you're told. So, mommies and daddies, show your kids where they're coming. This is their new heaven. This is the God you worship. You think we're going to stop with 54 million aborted babies in America? We're going to keep the babies alive. We're going to sell their organs. We're going to kill the old people. We're going to kill the vets. We're going to cut their funding off. We got death lists, death panels. You want death, you're going to get it. It's what you're looking for. It's what you're begging for. It's what we're going to give you. This is what you asked for. So now a message from the former pedophiles to now the heroes. A message from the heroes to the slaves. You're going to see us, mark my words, on ESPN getting Courage Awards. Mark my words. Put the kids over there. We'll get them in a minute. Another shipment. Suck their souls out. Take their innocence and destroy it. You're going to see us given Courage Awards. You're going to see us being worshipped by the time you're done, because there's nothing you won't put up with, scum. So crawl in your hole and die. The earth belongs to us now. Your children belong to us now. Submit to the New World Order.
submit to liberalism, submit to trendiness. Give us full control!
Brought to you by the PBP Network. 'Cause your children belong to us.
DynCorp was exposed for having been involved in the buying and selling of young women and children. While all of this was going on, DynCorp kept the Pentagon contract to administer the smallpox and anthrax vaccines and is now working on a plague vaccine through the Joint Vaccine Acquisition Program. Mrs. Secretary, is it policy of the U.S. government to reward companies that traffic in women and little girls?
Absolutely not. The policy of the United States government is clear, unambiguous, and opposed to the activities that you described. The second question.
Well, how do you explain the fact that DynCorp and its successor companies have received and continue to receive government contracts?
I would have to go and find the facts, but there are laws and rules and regulations with respect to government contracts, and there are times that corporations do things they should not do, in which case they tend to be suspended for some period. There are times then that the under the laws and the rules and regulations for the that passed by the Congress and implemented by the executive branch, that corporations can get off of out of the penalty box, if you will, and be permitted to engage in contracts with the government. They're not generally not barred in perpetuity.
This company was never in the penalty box. If you could proceed to my second question, please.
The second question, I've forgotten what the second question was.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosyl cobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash afterwards, really bad afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
Still damaging your brain.
You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the Survival Silver Solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended intended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water. For your preparedness storage or your home kitchen, purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
Watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com.
David Knight for InfoWars.com. And here we are in the nation's capital. The Pope being here is to sell an agenda. It's something that they put out with an encyclical earlier to pave the way for what they were going to do for climate change. Most people were not paying attention to it. As a poll said, only 1 in 3 of Americans were aware of it. Only 40% of those in the Catholic Church were aware of it. So they're going to make a very big deal out of it with Obama. But I want to just look at some of the symbolism here. Not necessarily intended, but what I see here. Look at the Capitol building in the background. You see it's under scaffolding. That scaffolding is probably about just cleaning and painting. But what we understand here is that this is a government that is being remade. It's being remade into something that we don't even recognize, like this alien statue over here on the side here. We've got this thing looks like it's about ready to climb up the side of the building. This is an alien foreign government. It's being sold to us as compassion. It's phony compassion. This Pope, it's reported by those who are traveling with him, reported in The Guardian, and others who are on the plane with him, he wanted to enter America through one of the ports of entry that was the most popular for immigrants coming in here illegally. That's the agenda that he wants to sell. He wants to sell the evil of the free marketplace. He hates individuality. He hates what he calls capitalism. But, of course, we understand that's not capitalism. That is crony capitalism. It is fascism, like they had in Argentina, where he was under Perón. The difference between Hitler and Mussolini that Juan Perón loved so much in Argentina and the kind of government that he created there was he made an alliance with the labor unions. That's the only difference. And, of course, it became a retirement haven for Nazis after the war to move to Argentina. They were famous for that. So it's a very much a fascist system that was there, military dictatorship. We've seen, however, throughout Central and Latin America, what happens when the Pope's economic policies that he's trying to sell to us as compassion, that's always the way they package it. We've seen what happens to that. We can see what's going on in Venezuela right now. We know that people don't have the money for food, for water, for medicine. They're going to other countries. They're coming to America. That system that the Pope is trying to sell, that the Jesuits have been trying to sell for decades, since the early 1970s, called liberation theology, is nothing but warmed over Marxism with a compassionate face on it. It isn't going to provide the necessities that people need. It's not capable of it. We have an imperfect system. We have problems with our system, corruption, crony capitalism. We need to reform and correct the system, not level it and create something that Obama and the Pope would like to see here. And of course, it's going to be done in the name of climate change as well. Let's take a look at the facade of climate change. So when Jakari and I walked up here, what I saw was a massive restructuring. That's what it looks like with the scaffolding that's on the Capitol. I saw a massive restructuring of the government with a facade of climate change based on a moral case. The irony of all this is that the only thing that's not changing in our government, in our religion, in the Catholic Church, in the traditional family, the only thing out of all of that that's not changing is the climate. But they're going to use that to try to make a moral case. You want to make a moral case? Talk about why we're being flooded into this country with economic refugees fleeing the very system that the Pope wants to establish. The hypocrisy of saying, I'm going to come across the border where these people are coming across the border, yet deciding, nah, you know what, I think I'll come in with my own private jet. But I'll drive out in a Fiat 500. Is that the Abarth edition? I don't know. Okay? This is beyond ridiculous, but this is the pageantry. This is the way it's being sold, the symbolism. Look at the symbolism. This is our government being restructured, being manufactured with a false agenda into an alien being that we don't understand. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight with Jakari Jackson. We're here in Washington, D.C., waiting for the next shoe to drop tomorrow with the papal visit.
White House-linked groups bankroll new fact-checking network. This is a story up on InfoWars.com today. A new global news fact-checking project announced yesterday by the Poynter Institute will be funded by two organizations with close ties to the Obama White House. The project, which purports to be focused on holding public officials accountable, is funded by grants from the Omid Your Network and the National Endowment for Democracy, and it will, quote, support and study the work of 64 fact-checking organizations spanning six continents, according to the Poynter Institute's website. So the Omid Your Network, as the article documents, is headed up by the founder of eBay, Pierre Omid Your. If you check into the White House visitor logs, you will see that he has visited the White House half a dozen times since 2009, if you compare that to other representatives within the media, within corporate America. That's quite a lot of visits. Other members of his organization have also visited an additional seven times. And in fact, Obama also personally appointed Omid Your to sit on the President's Commission on White House Fellowships. And they talked about U.S. foreign policy during these Omid Your White House visits. So this is someone with key links to the White House. Of course, National Endowment for Democracy, the other organization which is funding this, quote, fact-checking project, also bankrolled last year's coup in Kiev. And if you look into the history of that organization, it's basically the civilian CIA, which is what Ron Paul talks about. So they're posing as the neutral arbiter of knowledge while actually functioning as an arm of state media. And of course, this is nothing new. It's happened since the 50s with the CIA and Operation Mockingbird. So this is merely a modern incarnation of that process of manipulating the media narrative. It's not neutral. It's not fact-checking. It's agenda-driven. And on the subject of clandestine government programs, here's John Bowne with a special report on the secret drug war.
Just how deeply embedded in the drug trade are some of the most powerful people in American politics? This only scratches the surface. But for example, Delano Roosevelt, the grandfather of FDR, made his fortune as an opium trafficker. Writing home, Delano said he could not pretend to justify the opium trade on moral grounds. He wrote, "But as a merchant, I insist it has been fair, honorable, and legitimate, and no more objectionable than the importation of wines and spirits to the U.S. Yet, as addiction became epidemic, and as the Chinese began paying with precious silver for the drug, their emperor finally in 1839 named an imperial commissioner to end the trade." In the mid-19th century, not only did the Chinese opium trade bring one of the wealthiest nations on earth to its knees, and convert Britain's Queen Victoria into history's largest drug dealer, but a century before his grandson rose to power, it also made Warren Delano and the scions of several other prominent American families very, very rich. FDR's grandfather's embarrassing fortune was just the beginning of what would become an entire government-run and corporate bank-laundering trillion-dollar industry, far too important to the wealthy elite to cut off and actually prosecute.
I come to the table with a background in Air Force intelligence, 8 years during the Vietnam War, worked with the CIA and Air America, and then that led me into contract work with the CIA in an obscure place called Mena, Arkansas, back when Bill Clinton was governor, and back when George Bush was the president. And I personally witnessed a complicity between these two men, Bush and Clinton, in terms of transporting cocaine into the U.S. For the purpose of sale to generate money to fight a war. And that war at the time was the conflict in Central America involving the Sandinistas in Nicaragua.
Listen to what they let these guys off with, okay? He says some of this was very illegal. They got guilty pleas from these guys for crimes like fraud, manipulation, bribery, money laundering, tax evasion. And this is a description of HSB's crimes from Eric Holder's Justice Department. Quote, as a result of HSBC Bank's USA AML failures, at least $881 million in drug trafficking proceeds, including the proceeds of drug trafficking by the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico, were laundered through HSBC Bank USA. That's what Eric Holder's Justice Department said. $881 million in drug trafficking money laundered by HSBC. And he says, you might remember, this is Matt Tiabi saying, you might remember the Sinaloa cartel had ISIS-style torture videos, but HSBC laundered their cash. They even created, listen to this, HSBC created a special teller window to make sure that the Sinaloa cartel's deposits were made easier. You hear that? They got their own special teller window. The people who were making ISIS-like torture videos, this drug cartel, they were laundering their money and had a special teller window for them. This is, he said, admitted. It is not alleged. This is not a conspiracy theory. Okay? This is criminal activity of the highest order that Eric Holder let go for his former, now current, clients. Okay, and I would argue they were his clients all along.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
Have it. Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, legalize freedom. Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Welcome back to the InfoWars Nightly News. Now, not content with browbeating society into accepting obesity as a new social justice cause, feminists are now blaming the patriarchy for the way they smell. Take a look at what Steven Crowder discovered when he went to a radical feminist meetup.
Body image and sizeism. I don't know what transgenderism and being fat has to do with feminism, but get to it. So right away we have, I am fat and have never been sexier in my life. Well, I'm glad you declare it so.
Fat people need love too. Hairy legs, hairy pits, fat poetry, fat poetry, fat poetry.
Oh God, that's a supermodel right there. Self-anointed, mind you. And you can't fat shame her. But you better pay for healthcare, Bernie Sanders.
I get it. They're so
with so many statements, because there's a woman wrapped in the American flag, so that's sort of a duality of, am I proud to be American because I want the cheeseburger, which is distinctly American, and I'm certainly contributing to the obesity epidemic, which is distinctly American, but I hate patriarchy, which is distinctly American. So what do? I'll probably just bitch about it on a panel while eating a cheeseburger, getting fatter, and demanding that everyone else pay for my health care. I hate these people so much. Okay, look at this picture, for example. This is everything that's wrong with feminism. It says, I don't wake up every day and love myself. I have bad days, horrible days. What all I want to do is go to bed. Radical self-love is a daily fight. No, it's not, and you shouldn't radically love yourself. You should accept yourself, but you should want to improve yourself. What do you think someone who maybe suffers from serious depression, or maybe is dealing with the death of a family member, or maybe has serious issues to deal with, feels when they read you talking about how some days all I want to do is go to bed because of my cankles? Okay, maybe you have big joints, but the diabetes is your choice. Struggles of a fat genderqueer person. Her words, not mine. His, hers, these words. I don't know what the hell it's supposed to be anymore. As much as I love myself, it's really hard in this day and age, considering that according to society, I'm lazy, gross, repulsive, insatiable, grotesque, enormous, whale-like, zaftig, lumpy, scary, smelly, unhealthy, obese. Okay, did you notice something right here? This is what feminism does. They try and feather things in there. It's not really about women's rights. It's about transgenderism. It's about LGBTQAI and a silent extra Q. It's about abortion. It's about fracking. Fat, lazy, whale-like, lumpy, scary, smelly, unhealthy. Smelly! Okay, Thug Fresh Moreno. You feathered smelly in there. That's just another example of a choice. All these other things, okay, whale-like, from this picture, okay, you're hairy. You're hairier than a whale. You ever been whale watching? It's a disservice to whales. You ever rub your hand on a beluga? It's very nice and smooth. That's a beautiful, you're hairy and you're lump, you're more like a wild boar. It's, don't compare yourself to a whale. They're beautiful. People pay to watch whales. People would pay you to no longer write. But you add smelly. No one is oppressing you through patriarchal scent domination. No one's demanding that you submit to not showering. That's your choice. And you're going to blame it on society? Here's the thing. You have the right, absolutely, to be smelly. Employers have the right to not employ you. I think we found, by the way, where the wage gap myth comes from. Going for a job interview. Okay, what's that smell?
It's me. Are you not going to hire me?
No.
Ow. You'll be hearing from Gloria Allred.
Oh, well, I guess there's a bunch of excuses.
I'm allergic to deodorant, the chemicals, oh, the pores, the GM.
Okay, you can find some, just soap would kill it. Toss some talcum powder on there and call it a day. Call it a start. Let's get to the Grand Rapids Feminist Press. I'm going to open it to the very first article. Okay. Calling all cis, straight, white feminists. It's time to wake the up. She used the F word, so you know it's real talk. I can't. I couldn't write a sketch, okay, a video like this without you here in the YouTube comment section or Louder with Crowd or wherever you're reading this, accusing me of building up straw men. I couldn't write it any more absurd. These women, these feminists, are the absolute weakest among women. And I say this as someone who's married to a very strong woman. They can't handle content that might be upsetting. They need to be warned. They need to demand legislation. They need to make up terms like microaggression. They need to kick people out who ask very polite questions that may possibly disagree with them. We're not running that. These women demand that you don't say anything that they don't like, don't show anything that they don't like, don't request that they adhere to those same standards, free abortion anytime, on demand, make sure that you find them attractive and praise them for being fat, lazy, whale-like, and smelly, according to their own words, and then demand that you foot the bill for their health care, for their college, for their public welfare. They're not responsible for their own finances, for their own health, or even how they feel about themselves. You are demanded to not only approve, tolerate, but praise them for it. It's cultural Marxism to a T. And here's the reason most men are rejecting it. Here's something you're forgetting, feminists. Men don't get to choose our biology either. If you choose to be fat, smelly, with a pumpkin pie boy haircut, men won't find you attractive.
Come on, give me that booze, you little pumpkin pie haircutted freak. Come on.
It's the biggest irony that feminists want to claim female empowerment, yet they are so weak that they demand legislation and cultural censorship in order to protect them. That's why people have a problem with it.
Top story up on Infowars.com today. Secretary of State Kerry warns US and Russia may clash in Syria. This is an article by Kurt Nimmo. On Wednesday, the US Secretary of State John Kerry said Russian support for the government of Bashar al-Assad and its targeting of the Islamic State in Syria may lead to confrontation between the United States and Russia. These actions could provoke a further escalation of the conflict and lead to the loss of more innocent lives, Kerry said. Then a few days ago, we had another article out of the AP where they reported Russia's military backing for the Syrian regime only risks sending more extremists to the war-torn country and could further hamper any efforts at bringing peace. So let me get this straight. China's sending ships to help defeat ISIS in Syria. Russia sent 28 fighter jets. Russia is sending thousands of troops. They're sending tanks. Russia and China are actually trying to defeat ISIS. They're trying to kill jihadists while Kerry is lecturing Russia and while the US is arming jihadists. Which leads us on to this RT article. Headline, US trained Syrian rebels with weapons end up in hands of Nusra jihadists. Around 70 US-trained Syrian rebel fighters allegedly surrendered a weapons stockpile to the extremist Jabhat al-Nusra group after crossing the Turkish border. Then, as we've reported before, not only the FSA rebels, but the Jabhat al-Nusra jihadists go on to defect and join ISIS. So the Obama White House is lecturing Russia for killing ISIS jihadists while they arm jihadists who go on to join ISIS. Whose side are they on? And why do ISIS keep getting these bizarre heads up before US bombing raids? Why do we consistently see these articles about them conveniently finding caches of US weapons? The Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov came out on Sunday and basically said that ISIS militants in these key regions of Syria are getting warnings before these major bombing runs by US warplanes. So Russia is fighting ISIS. They're sending troops in to fight ISIS. China is now reportedly sending a warship. And yet Kerry is lecturing Russia about their actions leading to an increase in jihadists when every single action that the Obama White House has took, including arming jihadist rebels that go on to join ISIS, has caused more extremists to flood the region. So again, this entire Syrian civil war from the very beginning was provocateured by the US and its allies in the region directly as a result of arming these jihadists in the first place who went on to transfer their weapons and their loyalty, their allegiance to al-Nusra, al-Qaeda affiliates, as well as ISIS itself. And yet now Russia is taking the blame when they're actually trying to fight ISIS and trying to actually get the job done while Obama sits idly by. So again, it's the height of hypocrisy. That's going to wrap it up for the InfoWars Nightly News. You can check out my channel, which is Prison Planet Live, a lot of exclusive reports, as well as the Alex Jones channel, Infowars.com, for all the latest breaking news. That has been the InfoWars Nightly News. Check out the radio show 11 to 2 tomorrow. And I'll be back hosting the fourth hour overdrive of the Alex Jones show next week. So that wraps it up for InfoWars Nightly News.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products. We use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.